阿们，奉主之圣名，早上、下午在这边一起继续敬拜天上的神。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we gather here this afternoon to continue worshiping our Heavenly Father.
我们来唱诗324首。
Let us sing hymn 324.
324首。
Hymn 324.
Blessed Savior, we adore Thee with Thy love and grace You claim. Thou art mighty, Thou art holy, glorious in Thy matchless name. Glorious, glorious, glorious inThy name, O Lord, glorious, glorious, glorious is Thy name, O God. Great Redeemer, Lord and Master, Thy love.That the sins of every nation sing Thy just in endless praise. Glorious, glorious, glorious is Thy name, O Lord. Glorious is Thy name, O Lord. From the throne of heaven's glory to the cross of sin and shame, Thou didst come to die a ransom, guilty sinners to reclaim. Glorious is Thy name, O Lord. Glorious, glorious, glorious is Thy name, O Lord.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们教会现在大概有七八个 baby 啊。
We have 7 or 8 infants in our church today.
这个我们是一个生养众多的教会。
And we are a very fruitful church.
我们宗教教育大概有50-60个学生。
There are 50-60 students in our religious education system.
这些孩子是教会的未来。
And they are the future of our church.
我们下午一起来查考这个教育敬虔的下一代。
This afternoon, we'll study the topic of rearing God-fearing children.
我们一起同心跪下祷告，愿神带领我们的聚会。
Let us kneel down and pray together and ask God to guide our service.
同心祷告。感谢主，我们可以继续在这边遵守圣安息日。
We thank God that we can continue to gather together and observe the Holy Sabbath.
小弟去年底从一个到一个地方去做宣道工作回来。
At the end of last year, I returned from doing evangelical work in a distant place.
回来的时候，心中感到有一点难过。
And when I returned, I had some sorrow in my heart.
因为在那里，我想找一个18岁的青年我找不到他。
I was seeking a young person of 18, age 18 in that place, and I could not find him.
他已经在教会里面没有看到人。
And we could not find him in the church.
后来我听说他生了孩子。
Later on, I found out that they had children.
这个信仰状况也不是很好。
And that their faith was degraded.
那这个孩子，我八岁我就认识他了。
And I had known this child since age 8.
因为我到那个教会已经十年了。
And it had been 10 years since I'd been going to this
church. 那我就问我自己一个问题啊。
I asked myself a series of questions.
这个孩子从八岁到十八岁，其实每个礼拜六都来参加宗教教育。
From age 8 to 18, this child had attended the religious education classes every week.
那个教会啊，每年的暑假都有类似学生灵恩会的活动。
And that church also had student spiritual convocations in the summer.
我们派去的讲员呢，小弟觉得我们那些同工们他们都是对孩子很有恩赐的同工们。
And I believe that the speakers that were sent to that location were those workers that had special gifts towards children.
他们英文也都讲得很好。
And they spoke very good English.
那为什么在这么美好的一个环境下面，孩子还是一样没有办法持守信仰呢？
And what is the reason why, even under these circumstances, the child could not maintain his faith?
小弟最后得到的结论就是，其实跟家长有很大的关系。
And my conclusion was that it had to do with the parents.
我们今天感谢主，很多家长懂得让孩子在小时候就受洗归入耶稣基督的名下。
We thank God that many parents have brought their children to be baptized and to come under the name of Jesus Christ.
这是合乎神心意的，神祝福的。
This is according to God's will, and it is blessed by God.
但是我们要记得，当我们为他们施洗的从那一天开始。
But we must remember that after the day of baptism.
直到他们懂事之前，我们要为他们的信仰负责任。
We still must hold responsibility for their faith until they can take on their own responsibility.
因为宗教教义真的，其实家庭是最大的关系。
Because one of the greatest factors in religious education is the family.
真的教会，你看你的孩子来教会，一个礼拜才来这么一次。
We only bring our children to church once a week.
这个学生联会一年才那么几天。
And the student spiritual convocations are only held for a few days every year.
所以敬虔的孩子来自于这个敬虔父母心的用心教养。
Therefore, a faithful child comes from the faithful raising of the parents.
我小弟有一个感觉，就是我们一定要在他们十八岁之前，让他们懂得敬畏神。
I believe that we must teach them to fear God before they turn age 18.
敬畏神非常的重要，因为有一天十八岁之后，他们要离开我们。
It is very important to teach them to revere God because after they turn 18, they will leave.
如果他们真的有敬畏的心离开我们他们不会走错路。
And if they have a God-fearing heart, once they depart from our homes, they will not go onto the wrong path.
你看那个大卫，那个约瑟十七岁离开家庭。
When Joseph left his home at age 17,
他到一个非常邪恶的埃及社会里面。
He entered an evil society of Egypt.
那个他遇到的试探对象，用现在的话来讲，应该就是一位熟女。
And then the temptation that he faced came in the form of an adulterous woman.
是一个应该是非常有经验的情场上的女人。
And that would be a very experienced woman.
那你看七八岁的年轻人血气方刚。
And for a 17-year-old, he was very courageous.
什么力量让他可以保住自己的信仰，不至于犯罪呢？
And what type of strength did he have in order to hold on to his faith and not sin against God.
我们看创世纪三十九章。
Let's refer to the book of Genesis, chapter 39.
创世纪三十九章。
Genesis, chapter 39.
三十九章的第九节。
Chapter 39, verse 9.
三十九章第九节。
Genesis, chapter 39, verse 9.
我们一起大声开口念。
Let us read out loud.
预备起。在这家里没有比我大的。并且他没有留下一样不交给我，只留下了你，因为你是他的妻子。我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？在约瑟的心中，他有一颗敬畏的心。
Joseph had a God-fearing heart.
他知道这是得罪神的事情。
And he knew that if he did this, it would be a sin against God.
他知道这是大罪。
And it would be a great sin.
虽然没有人看见。
Even though it would remain unseen by everyone else.
但是那个敬畏的心让他不敢 做错事情。
But his God-fearing heart kept him from evil.
所以今天如果18岁之前我们的孩子没有敬畏的神的心，我们真的要烦恼。
We must be very worried if our children who are under age 18 do not have a God-fearing heart.
如果我们的孩子没有敬畏神的心，即使在一个敬虔的环境下面，他依然会犯错。
And if our child does not have a God-fearing heart, even if he lives in a devout environment, he will still make mistakes.
虽然你常常看他来聚会。
Even though we may see that he may come to attend,
他常常参加宗教教育的训练
，and he also participates in the religious education system.
并不代表他心中怕神
，but that does not mean that in his heart he truly fears God.
那如果真的不怕神，会一错再错
，and he does not fear God, he will make a mistake after another mistake.
我们看撒母耳记上的二章
，let us refer to First Samuel.
这在记载以利的两个孩子、啊、
And it speaks of Eli's two sons.
他们处的环境是非常敬虔的一个宗教环境，他们甚至当祭司。
They were raised in a very devout environment, and they were even priests of God.
但是因为没有敬畏的心、啊、
But because they did not fear God in their heart,
一样做错事情。
They also made mistakes.
我们来看撒母耳记上二章的十二节。
Let's refer to First Samuel chapter 2.
二章十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
二章十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
我们大家开口念
Let us read out loud.
英文中文都一样，开口念。北七，以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识神。怎么提到他们两个是恶人？
They were wicked men.
因为不认识神。
Because they did not regard the Lord.
那你仔细读啊，他不认识神，不代表他不了解教会的规矩。
Just because they did not know God does not mean they did not know the regulations of our church.
其实他们知道怎么样献祭的。
They even knew how to offer sacrifice.
他们知道什么是洁净，什么是不洁净的。
And they knew what was unclean and what was clean.
但是认识规条不代表这个孩子认识神。
But to know regulation does not mean that this person knows God.
今天我们的孩子来到教会。
When our children come to church today.
他们知道要怎么穿衣服，我们才不会骂他们。
They know how to, what attire to wear so that we will not rebuke them.
他们知道这个在会堂里面不要跑来跑去。
And they know not to run within the chapel.
但是了解这些规矩不代表他们认识神。
But just knowing these rules does not mean that they know God.
认识神，如果他们真认识神，他们就会怕神。
Because if they truly know God, they would fear him.
可是这两个孩子他不怕神。
But these two sons of Eli did not fear God.
所以本来那个人家肉要煮好才给祭司，他们就先拿去煮了。他们喜欢 barbecue 了，不喜欢煮的了。
And they would always take these offerings before they were burnt to the Lord.
他们要生肉，不要这个煮过的肉啊。
They wanted raw meat, not cooked meat.
所以他们喜欢 sashimi, 喜欢 barbecue.
And they liked this raw offering instead of barbecue.
我们看四章的十七节。
Let's refer to chapter 4, verse 17.
四章的十七节。
Chapter 4, verse 17.
撒母耳记上四章十七节。
First Samuel chapter 4, verse 17.
四章十七节。
Chapter 4, verse 17.
我们一起来读。
Let's read out loud.
报信的回答说：“以色列人在非利士人面前逃跑，民中被杀的甚多。你的两个儿子何弗尼、非尼哈也都死了。”并且神的耶柜被掳去，因为以利两个儿子不认识神呢。
And because Eli's two sons did not know God.
神一日当中击杀他们两个。
God had them killed in one day.
并且荣耀离开以色列哦。
Moreover, the glory departed from Israel.
其实这些事情以利应该知道。
And we can think that Eli must have known that this would happen.
但是以利啊，他不是很在乎这些事情呢。
But Eli did not seem to care very much about these matters.
我们发现到现在，我们的孩子也有一个共同的现象。
And we see the same circumstance among our children.
你说他没有圣经知识吗？
Can we say they do not have biblical knowledge?
那考试都考得不错啊，每次 SAT 考试都考得不错啊。
And yet they have good scores during the test during student spiritual convocation.
你说他们真的认识神吗？
Do they really know God?
其实他们真的有的人只了解神的慈爱，不了解神的公义。
Some understand God's love, but not His justice.
真的，以利的两个儿子，问题是他们不知道落在永生神的手里是何等的可怕。
And the problem with Eli's two sons is that they did not know what it means to come upon the judgment of God.
那为了这件事情呢，神爱这个家庭，一直给以利忠告。
And because God loved this family, He kept on warning Eli.
两次忠告呢，以利啊，他似乎都没有特别的行动。
God warned him in two occasions, but Eli did not act upon these warnings.
我们看撒母耳记上2章的29节。
Let's refer to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 29.
撒母耳记上2章29节。
Chapter 2, verse 29.
2章29节。
Chapter 2, verse 29.
好，我们一起大声来读。
Let us read out loud.
2章29节。
Chapter 2, verse 29.
我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你们为何践踏？尊重你的儿子，过于尊重我，将我民以色列所献美好的祭物为己呢？这个神跟以利讲的一个重点就是：你尊重你的儿子，过于尊重我。God
rebuked Eli for honoring his sons over God.
啊，今天我们会接到教会的爸爸妈妈也有这样一个问题。
And we find that the parents among us also have this kind of
problem. 当宗教教老师跟我们讲到我们孩子问题的时候，
when the RE teachers tells us of the problems that our children face,
我们第一个会感到 shock， 怎么可能我的孩子这么乖？
Our first reaction is shock because we think they're very obedient.
第二个就是你们可能误会我的孩子啦。
And secondly, we think that they must have misunderstood our children.
我们常常是站在偏袒孩子的身边，不是注意去听宗教教老师给我们的建议是什么。
And we come from a perspective of favoring our children instead of understanding what the RE teacher is saying to us.
其实这个老师，他们是义工啊，他们没有必要讲我们孩子的坏话。
The RE teachers are volunteers and they have no need to speak evil of our children.
所以如果真的有人提醒我们的孩，提醒我们有关于我们的孩子，我们应该感谢神。
And if somebody warns us about our children, then we should thank God.
不要觉得 offended， 就是说，哎呀，你怎么老是找我孩子的毛病呢？
And not feel offended, thinking that they are trying to look for trouble.
其实这个都是对我们孩子好的。
This is for the good, for the benefit of our children.
如果以利亚真的曾经严严地管教过他的孩子，
If Eli had disciplined his children,
我相信他的孩子，两个孩子的下场会不一样。
I believe that the consequences and results of the children's lives would have been different.
神警告他是为了让他们悔改。
God warned him so that they would repent.
但是以利好像没有一种教孩子悔改的那种动作跟行为表现出来。
And yet Eli did not have the behavior of turning back his children to God.
今天我们老师讲我们孩子的不对，希望是我们跟教会能够配合。
When our teachers tell us of the mistakes our children make, it's so that they can be corrected.
当然我们常常觉得自己好委屈，我们被误会了，我没有那么坏。
We may think that we have been misunderstood and that our children are not that bad.
这是把神的善意给欺绝了。
But yet we have overlooked God's goodwill.
当我们没有正视我们孩子问题的时候，
And when we do not confront the children's problems,
也就是当我们的孩子没有敬畏神的心的时候，
And when our children do not fear God in their heart,
我们会知道他们会一错再错。
We see that they will make several mistakes.
我们说很难想象在这么一个敬虔的环境下面，
And we cannot imagine that in such a devout environment,
以利的两个孩子可以一错再错。
Eli's two sons could make a mistake after a mistake.
我们看撒母耳记上的2章22节。
Let's refer to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 22.
2章22节。
Chapter 2, verse 22.
2章22节。
Chapter 2, verse 22.
我们开口念。
Let's speak aloud.
以利年甚老迈，听见他两个儿子带以色列众人的事，又听见他们与会幕前门口伺候的女人苟合。这个在会幕前门口伺候的女人应该是很敬虔的啦。
The women who served at the entrance of the tent must have been very devout.
但是因为没有敬畏的心，也可以跟这些伺候的女人苟合。
But because Eli's sons did not have a God-fearing heart, they could commit adultery with these women.
所以真的，我们觉得，你看，约瑟在一个很淫乱的环境，因为有敬畏，可以 say no 而得到保守。
In contrast, we can see Joseph was also in a very wicked environment, but he was able to say no because of his God-fearing heart.
以利的两个儿子在一个教会庄严敬虔的环境下面，却可以一错再错。
And yet Eli's sons, they were in a very devout environment like that of a church, and they could still continue to make mistakes.
这完全是心的问题。
And it has to do with their hearts.
这跟知识，圣经知识的了解一点都没有关系。
It has nothing to do with their biblical knowledge.
所以真的很重要，今天我们要教养 敬虔敬畏神的下一代。
Therefore, we must raise up a generation that fears God and is devout to God's things.
到底要怎么样来教养，让我们的孩子可以敬畏神呢？
And how do we teach them to fear God?
我们就想一个问题。
Let us consider.
那同样的，撒母耳也在以利的作恶的环境下面长大。
Samuel was also raised in this environment full of wickedness.
他们环境是一样的。
Their environment was the same.
那为什么撒母耳他能够培养出敬虔的态度来呢？
And why was Samuel able to be a devout follower?
他会敬畏神到底那个因素在哪里呢？
And what was the origin of his fearing of God?
我觉得圣经把撒母耳长大有两个特色让他变得很敬虔。
And there are two factors that helped him be very faithful.
我们来读一下撒母耳记上2章19节。
Let us look at 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 19.
撒母耳记上2章19节。
Chapter 2, verse 19.
2章19节。
Chapter 2, verse 19.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
他母亲每年为他做一件小外袍， 同着丈夫上来献年祭的时候， 带来给他。 这个撒母耳啊， 他是在 妈妈的每年的爱关怀当中，可以体会到妈妈的爱的一个情况下面长大的。And
Samuel was able to feel his mother's love by her yearly visits.
我常在想这个问题哦，这个妈妈到底不晓得每年看撒母耳几次哦。And
I don't know how many times Samuel's mother must have seen him every year.
但是她每年做的衣服她都穿可以穿呢。
But the robes that she made for him every year would fit him.
这个小孩子长很快嘞。
And this child grows very quickly.
所以这个撒母耳的这个生活一直在妈妈的心中。
And yet, Samuel's mother continued to consider his livelihood.
那撒母耳穿着妈妈穿的小外袍，一定可以感受到妈妈慈母手中线的温暖。
And when Samuel wore the robes made by his mother, then he could understand her love for him.
我们要问一个问题哦。
And we must ask ourselves this question.
我们的孩子感受得到 我们对他的爱吗？
Can our children sense the love we have for them?
如果一个孩子感受不到爱啊， 他看不到， 从妈妈身上看不到神的爱啊， 他很难敬畏神。
If a child cannot experience God's love within his mother, then he cannot fear God.
我们真的很不得已， 我们很多妈妈都要工作。
Unfortunately, many mothers are working mothers.
这个小孩子从小是在保姆的爱当中长大的。
And their children are raised up in with the love of a nanny or a babysitter.
长大之后呢，这个代替我们教养孩子的是电视，在孩子电视前面长大的。
And as they grow up, they are being raised by the television.
如果我们的孩子能够从小在爱的环境，那个体会到妈妈的爱跟期待。
If our children could experience the love of their mother since their childhood,
我相信他从妈妈身上可以学到敬畏的心。I
believe that he could learn from her example and have a God-fearing heart.
第二个，这个撒母耳长大有一个很不一样的特色是哪里呢？
And what is the second characteristic of Samuel's upbringing?
我们来看撒母耳记上的2章21节。
1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21.
2章21节。
Chapter 2, verse 21.
2章21节。
Chapter 2, verse 21.
我们一起来读。
Let us read together.
主眷顾哈拿， 她就怀孕生了三个儿女，两个儿子女儿。那孩子撒母耳在神面前渐渐长大。 我知道这个是一个很重要的 keyword， 就是撒母耳的虔诚是因为他在神面前渐渐的长大。
And Samuel's devotion came from growing up in the presence of God.
我觉得我们今天的孩子不是在神面前渐渐长大，他们一个礼拜只到教会来一次。
And I believe that our children today are not growing up in the presence of God because they only come to church once a week.
他们常常在家里不一定有读经祷告的生活。
And they may not have a habit of prayer and Bible reading in their home.
常常功课活动。
It is filled by their homework and their activities.
电视、internet都是在这些面前长大的。
They grow in the presence of the television and the internet.
你没有在神面前长大，你听不到神的呼声啊。
And if we do not grow before the presence of God, we cannot listen to his voice.
没有神的呼声，你信仰没有体验哦，你永远是空的。
And when we cannot listen to God's voice and we cannot experience him, then our faith is empty.
我常常想孩子怎么怕神呢？
How is a child to fear God?
如果没有感受到神的存在，他们怎么怕神呢？
And if he does not know the presence and existence of God, how can he experience him?
怎么让孩子能够有神的一个经历呢？
And how can this child experience God?
如果他跟神很远，常常就是功课、网络，没有更是一个很亲近的关系，他怎么摸得到神呢？
And if he is a great distance from God, and if there is no intimacy with God, then how can he touch God?
他没有摸到神，他当然不怕神，他觉得神只是一个大人的产物，一个在天上遥不可及的东西。
And if he cannot touch God, he cannot fear God because he feels that he is a being far away in the heavens.
所以他做坏事, 他就不害怕。
And that is why he does evil and he is not afraid of doing so.
所以有一个弟兄常常跟他太太讲啊,
There's a brother who often tells his wife,
我好怕我们的孩子。
I'm very afraid for our children.
不是怕他们没有聚会, 他们常常聚会。
I'm not afraid that they don't go to service.
但是我怕他们到现在还没有摸到神。
I only fear that unto this day they have not touched God.
因为他很快就要离开我们的家了。
And they will very soon leave our home.
他如果没有摸到神, 他这一家出去, 他真的有办法怕神吗?
If they have not touched God and they leave the home, will they be able to fear God?
所以我觉得有一件事情很重要, 我们要常常哦, 鼓励孩子为他们的困难祷告。
It is very important to encourage your children to pray for their difficulties.
真的,他们常常为他们的困难祷告, 体会到神的带领啊, 他们知道神是真,又真又活的神。
When they are encouraged to pray for their difficulties and they are guided by God, they will know that He is a living and present God.
我相信这样啊, 比较会敬畏神。
And I believe that in this manner, they will learn to fear God.
所以这是啊, 我们要怎么样教养一个敬畏神的孩子。
And this is one way that we can raise up a child who fears God.
再来,我这段时间小弟想要谈一谈, 就是所谓 godly dating, 哦。 我们要培养敬畏神的孩子, 他们长大了, 会交朋友, 怎么样能够有一种所谓的 敬虔的, dating, 敬虔的跟异性交往呢?
I also wanted to speak about the topic of godly dating to have a godly interaction with the opposite sex.
他们长大了, 要结婚了。
When they grow up, they will get married.
那他们的交友情形, 我们能够了解吗?
Can we understand how they approach the matter of dating?
我要问一个问题, 你们知不知道自己的孩子在学校有没有在 dating?
Do we know if our children are dating in school?
我再另外一个问题了, 你知不知道你的孩子的朋友们, 有没有很多朋友在 dating?
Do we know if our children's friends are dating?
有个爸爸跟我这样讲啊,
A father shared with me.
我很怕, 我孩子参加学生联会。
I'm very scared of having my child participate in the student spiritual convocation.
我问他说为什么?
And I asked him why.
他说, 每次我孩子参加协定会来,好多人就开始给我告我孩子的状嘞。
And after my child returns from the SSC, many people will come and talk to me about my child.
我现在想,其实如果有的孩子,有的人跟你孩子讲你的,你孩子状况,其实对你实在是有好处了。
My opinion is that if people come and speak to me about my child, then it is to their benefit.
其实我们或许到,我们对孩子的世界常常是不认识,是空白的。
And we may understand that we don't have a true grasp of our children's life.
我请问诸位, 你们认识孩子的朋友, 他们孩子的朋友父母亲是单亲还是双亲的,你知道吗?
Do we know if the parents of our children's friends are single or married?
你知道他们出去的时候, 下午3点半, 这个下学, 然后他4点半才到家, 这个小时他去哪里呢?
Do we know what they do after they get off school and before they return home?
或者是说你去上班, 他回到家, 他在做什么呢?
And if you go to work, do you know what they're doing at home?
他平常跟谁一起 hang out, 你知道吗?
Do you know who they hang out with?
这有时候真的, 我觉得你要帮助他过一个敬虔, 过的生活, 一个敬虔的交往, 你不, 我们不知道, 有时候很难帮助他们啊。
If we want to lead them into a godly lifestyle, we must know their circumstance, otherwise we cannot help them.
我们看创世纪34章第一节。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 34, verse 1.
34章第一节,第二节。
Chapter 34, verse 1 and 2.
创世纪34章第一节,第二节。
Genesis chapter 34, verse 1 and 2.
34章一节,二节。
34, verse 1 and 2.
我们请开口念。
Let us read it out loud.
利亚给雅各所生的女儿底拿出去，要见那地的女子们。第二节，那地主西魏人哈莫的儿子示剑看见他，就拉住他，以他行淫玷污他。我们真的要去了解我们孩子的环境。我们在谈到 godly dating， 你要了解他们那个朋友的环境到底是什么了。
In order to discuss this topic of godly dating, we must first understand the environment that our children are in.
这个底拿真的很可怜。如果你看底拿，他下埃及的时候呢，记载70个人下埃及哦，记载底拿也下埃及啊。底拿一辈子没有先生了。And
it is Dinah has a very sad story. When they went down to Egypt, she remained single for her whole life.
我想她一辈子大概没有嫁人。
And I believe that she remained single for her whole life.
那为什么会有这个悲惨的事情呢?
And what is the reason?
她对她的环境不认识, 她就去 explore, 去探索她的环境。
She went to explore this unfamiliar environment.
就被抓住。
And she was captured.
悲剧就产生了。
And then a tragedy occurred.
我们都家长很重视学区啊。
As parents, we care very much about these educational areas.
我们要搬到更好的学区了。
And we want to move closer to a better school area.
其实有一个传道人他这样分享说，其实这也是好的啦。
And a pastor shared that this is actually good.
哦，你到那个好的学区，就是孩子比较少喝酒嘛，比较少 gangster 嘛，比较少这个吃药的嘛。那你孩子到这样的环境长大呢，你父母亲的比较放心呐。
If we go to a better area where there are fewer people who drink or who engage in gang activity, then as parents, we are more at peace.
但是我们要知道，好学区有很多人在嗑药的。But
we must understand that even in a good school area, there are many people who are taking drugs.
所以我们真的要对孩子的朋友有了解。Therefore,
we must know and understand our children's friends.
那我刚刚小弟问的问题，不晓得大家觉得怎么样？你怎么了解你孩子跟谁 hang out 呢？怎么了解呢？
And how do we understand who our children are hanging out with?
因为这个要帮助他们敬虔，一定有关系了哈。
And this is closely related to how to teach them to be godly.
有我小弟分享过，有一次我决定上 Facebook.
And once I decided to go sign on to Facebook.
那个动机是什么呢？
And what was my motivation?
就是我有 Facebook 之后，我第一个要求就是要求我儿子女儿哈也有。 邀请我做他们的朋友啊。
And the first thing I did was to ask my son and daughter to friend me.
那这样子我就可以认识他们交往什么样的朋友啊。
And in this way, I would know who they are interacting with.
我们的孩子都很乖啊, 爸爸妈妈叫他们做, 他们就这样做, 他们真的, 要求我, 我们做他们的朋友啊。
And my children are very obedient, and so they friended me on Facebook.
但是我好奇到一个问题又来了。
But then there was another problem.
你上 Facebook, 他们现在就不上了。
Now that I go onto Facebook, they get off Facebook.
他们呢就不常常在那边发表文章了。
And they don't often post things on Facebook.
那我就怀疑到底是把我 filter out 呢，还是真的不在上面呢？我就不知道了。
And I wasn't sure if they had just filtered me out or if they really did not sign on to Facebook.
有一段时间呢，有个爸爸就会觉得奇怪，他儿子的一些朋友在 Facebook 在讲话，怎么老是讲三字经呢？
And there was a father who saw that his son's friends were often speaking cursing on Facebook.
那就问他的儿子，喂，你交的朋友都是这样的朋友吗？
And he asked his son, "Are these the friends that you often hang out with?"
他真的发觉到有一段时间啊，那个他的如果朋友都是很喜欢讲三字经，你就发觉到这个孩子啊，他的情绪比较不稳定。
And if his friends were often cursing, you would find that your own child would have an unstable emotional state.
有时候我们常常我们的孩子会到同学家去做功课。
And sometimes our children may go to their schoolmate's house.
我觉得有时候我们要叫我们的孩子邀请他们的同学回来我们家做功课。
But instead, we should ask our children to bring their classmates home to do homework.
小弟的意思就是说，你一定要认识他们的朋友啦。
And the reason for this is to know their friends.
这里有的外邦人的观念跟我们是不一样的。
Because the perspective of non-believers is very different.
有个孩子他在SSC做见证。
There was a child who testified in the SSC.
他没有讲，他父母亲其实都不知道的。
And if he had not spoken up, his parents would not have known.
都跟朋友去家里面啊，好像在读书，其实朋友通通在嗑药啊。
They went to a friend's house and they, with the excuse of studying, but they were actually taking drugs.
他当然神保守他，不让他，他没有嗑药，但是他就是活在他的环境就是这样的环境了。
And because God protected him, he did not participate, but he was growing up in this kind of environment.
所以真的我们要有一个指导，有个关怀，有一个担待。
Therefore, we must be careful about instructing our children and also to take on this responsibility.
那我们说要关心孩子这个交往的对象。
And we must also care about the people that they date.
我们觉得在古代，我们比较容易 monitor， 比较容易注意到我们孩子的交往的情形啊。
And in the past, we would be more careful about monitoring our children's situation.
你知道在美国60年代啊，或者是台湾，我不知道，可能也是吧，60年代啊， 如果男生要约女生出去啊， 第一个要问爸爸妈妈同不同意啊。
And in the 60s in the US, the tradition was that children had to ask their parents if they were allowed to date.
那以前没有网络的时代呢，家里这个电话都有分机嘛，对不对？如果有人常常打电话给你的孩子，至少你还可以另外的地方 拿起来听嘛，对不对？
And before there was the internet, many homes had more than one line. And so whenever people called in, you could lift up the other extension.
当然你的孩子可能会生气，但至少你还可以注意到你孩子的情形。
And your child might have been angered, but at least you could keep tabs on their situation.
那么话到现在很难啊。
But now it's very difficult.
你上 Facebook, 他不上啊。
When you go on Facebook, they get off Facebook.
他用 MSN 啊。
Or they use MSN.
他们用 email, 你根本就是没有他的 password, 你怎么去帮助他们呢？
They might use email and you don't have their password, so how do you help them?
所以现在怎么帮助我们孩子交友，这个变成一个很大的问题。
Therefore, how to teach our children to date properly, this has become a great challenge.
那我小弟就很好奇，一般社会上的人怎么教导他们孩子交友呢？
And I was curious about the ways that people in the world teach their children to date.
小弟就在网络上面去看了。
And I searched it on the internet.
我知道其实外面有很多很 decent 的人，他们虽然没有信仰，但是他们是很正直的人。
And I found very decent people, even though they do not have a certain religion.
我看到一个先生，他在上面发表说，怎么样教导他们呢？
And then there was a man who spoke about how to teach his children.
然后第一个，你自己要先做好榜样。
First, you must set a good example.
真的，如果一个爸爸妈妈，那个没有好榜样，他们是同居关系，然后晚上常常看一些黄色的东西，你怎么样教我们的孩子做好的交友呢？
If a parent does not set a good example, for example, if they live together or if they watch pornography, then how can they set a good example for their children?
我有时候读到那个 CNN 应该是很，我觉得应该是国 national 的一个 news 嘛，有什么报道什么呢？什么8岁的小朋友出去强暴6岁的小朋友？
And sometimes when I read CNN and it has national news, I've read articles where an 8-year-old has raped a 6-year-old.
那你就想，为什么这个8岁的会去做这么很单纯的孩子会做这种事情呢？
And I ask myself, how can such an innocent child do this kind of heinous thing?
调查起来都是爸爸都在看这种东西呀。
And after the investigation, they found that the parents engage in this kind of activity.
因为现在这个一些很不好的东西都已经进到家庭里面了，所以你要教导孩子怎么交友。我们自己要先好的榜样。
And in order to teach our children to have godly dating, we must first set a good example.
他们外面的人写说，这个是第一个。第一个，你要 listen to your inner voice， 要教他们教你的孩子要听他们内在的那个良知的声音呐。
And the second suggestion is to listen to your inner voice.
教我们的孩子要去听呐什么你该做，什么不该做。每个人心中都神有给你一把尺，你要去听你良心的呼唤。
And we must listen to that inner voice of our conscience and to know what is right and what is wrong.
那今天我们有道理了，我们要教导孩子，你什么事情要用道理去做判断。
And since we have the truth, we must use the truth to teach them how to discern.
然后他们这些外面这些网络上，他们还讲说，你要教导孩子交友，你要教他们去注意那些 oppressing sign， 就是在交往过程当中，你那些朋友当中有没有给你什么一些口头上的 abuse 啦，或是动作上的 abuse 啦。一些让你要提高警觉的一些征兆。
And thirdly, they must pay special attention to any warning signs such as their vocabulary.
Oppressed sign, oppressed sign. 我最近看到 CNN 另外一则新闻，然后。
And I also saw another article on CNN.
有一个老师被一个这个 army dropout 的人到这个学校里面去把他枪杀了。
And a dropout from the army went to school and killed a teacher.
其实这个老师他还没有结婚呢，二十几岁。
And this teacher was only 20-some years old and had not yet married.
那这个悲剧发生之前就有很多的征兆。
And before this tragedy happened, there were many incidents.
有很多这种所谓的这种 oppressing 的一些 sign， 就是让这个女生感到压力，因为这个女生对这个男生没有什么意思嘛。这个男生一直来，这个女生感到很多压力，你要注意到这些征兆。
And there were many oppressing signs because this army dropout was very interested in her and she was not interested in him, so she was very stressed.
网络上这位先生讲说呢，你要教你的孩子交友的时候，要跟对方讲 no 就是 no， 要 firm， 要 very firm and loud。我说不就是不。
And when they are to reject another person, they must be very firm in saying no.
不然说不然呢，这个就是强暴了。
Otherwise,
可以告他的,
then it will be violent and it can be they can be demanded.
那这个网络上这位先生他讲一些观念, 我觉得哇, 这个真的是很宗教性的, 很合乎圣经的。
And this author also brought up some other points that are biblical.
他说你要让你的孩子知道, oral sex is sex.
We must let our children know that oral sex is sex.
口交是性行为, 肛交也是性行为, 你要让你的孩子知道这些不是, 这些也是性行为的一部分啊。
And we need to let our children know that oral and other types of sex are also sex.
我在想这个人不晓得懂不懂圣经,
I don't know if this author is a Christian, but this is according to biblical standards.
啊,他们说呢, 你要教导你的女孩子啊, 不要用性去吸引男孩子啊, 不要以为你给, 把自己给他了, 他就会珍惜你, 这是合乎圣经的。
And we must teach our children not to, our daughters, not to attract the men with sex.
我觉得这个外面的人其实真的也是有很好的人，他们也懂得保护自己的孩子啊，大家都是一样的。
And I realize that this non-believer also knows how to protect his children.
那我们在真耶稣教会所谓 godly dating，我们教会有一些看法，不晓得你同不同意啦，我讲一些教会的看法。
And there are certain perspectives that our church has about godly dating.
如果你有不一样的教导，有时候你的教导跟教会有时候会冲突，有时候你的孩子也不晓得怎么做选择啦。
And if your own standards are different from that of church, there might be a conflict, and it will make it difficult for your child to make a choice.
我们教会的教导，所谓 godly dating，是大学毕业之后，或者是说大学你快要毕业的时候，你开始才来进行所谓的 godly dating，就是你要交朋友，你那个 date约会的目的是为结婚，那你读书的时代你不可能结婚，所以在大学时代你不要一对一的约会了。 这是教会的立场。
And the church standard is that godly dating takes place after college, and it is with the purpose of getting married. So there is no one-to-one interaction during college.
那很多家长就开始担心了啊！如果你这样教导，我的孩子毕业之后找不到对象了。
And then some parents are worried that if we teach this idea, then they will not be able to find a mate after college.
那是教会的教导，不是说你不要跟弟兄姐妹交往，就是群体的交往。我们是鼓励大家能够群体的交往，借着群体的交往，了解自己的特色，别人的特色，然后了解彼此，将来毕业之后可能有更好的一些了解。
And the church teaching is not that we should not have fellowship with our brothers and sisters, but to have fellowship in a group to understand each other's personality. And after college, then you can move on to the next step.
所以不是教会不是反对他们有在一起的活动。
And the church does not reject having group activities.
而是在学生时代不要有一对一的单独约会。
But rather that there not be one-to-one dating during the college years.
因为你知道这个时代，只要我们一谈到 dating， 一问一对一，很容易落入试探。Because
one-to-one dating can be a temptation.
尤其在大学，大家人格还在形成当中呢。如果你落入试探，这个应该是对他们的学业、对他们的身体健康、对灵性都不是一个好的时候了。
And in the college years, if you fall into the temptation of one-to-one dating, it can have a very negative impact in all aspects of your life.
可能学习也不会专心了。And
then you will not be focused in your study.
甚至有时候还会生下孩子来，那你怎么继续学业呢？
And you may even have children. How will you continue your education?
所以我们教会的立场是这样，不晓得您怎么教导的，会不会冲突呢？
And this is the church standard, and it may be different from the way that you instruct your children.
我们跟孩子讲啊，敬虔的约会是在为了要结婚，所以你有一个敬虔的约会。
To have godly dating is for the purpose of marriage.
那跟他们讲这个约会的目的是结婚，那么这个婚姻的目的，圣经上讲就是两个目的。
And there are two goals for a godly marriage according to the Bible.
第一个，婚姻的目的就是为了寻找一个帮助的人。
And the first reason is to find a helper.
因为神说那个人独居不好，他需要帮助。
Because God said it is not good for man to be alone. He needs
a helper. 第二个就是要生养敬虔的后代。
And secondly is to raise godly children.
所以现在的人呢，有的人结婚不想生孩子。
Nowadays, many couples do not want to have children after they get married.
那如果是为了服侍神不生孩子，这个是特别的心智。
And there may be some special cases when they are dedicated to God's holy work, and that is the reason why they do not have children.
但是正常情况之下应该要结婚了，因为结婚之后更能服侍神了。不，对不起，说错了，要孩子啊，因为你有孩子更能够了解人生了，更服侍会更周全一点了。But
under normal circumstances, you should have children after you get married because it will give you a fuller understanding of holy work.
那既然婚姻是为了生养敬虔的下一代，我们希望你们将来 godly dating 对象是
And since the purpose of marriage is to raise up godly children, therefore you need to engage in godly dating. And with a believer.
当然有的人在某些情况之下有一些很特别苦衷不得已的情况。
Of course, there are some people that face difficult situations.
这个大家都要跟神交账，但是道理是这样交的啦，哦。 自己跟神负责交账，但是道理是这样交的啦。
This we will have to answer to God, but this is the biblical concept.
就是我们要在主内联婚，要找一个敬虔的，能够一起有一个共同理念的，才能够有敬虔的后代。
Which is we must be united in marriage with a believer of the same faith so that we can rear up next generation.
那因为是 godly dating， 因为是一个敬虔的为了婚姻准备的一个认识，所以我们交往的地方也很重要。
And because it is godly dating, we must take care of the location of this dating.
我们有时候在跟年轻人上课，我们都跟他们开玩笑说，最好的地方就是 McDonald's 跟 Burger King 啊。
And sometimes we joke with the students when we're talking about the subject, and we tell them that the best place is McDonald's.
因为这个箴言在强调无知的少年人哦，他们约会都在黄昏后，在黑暗之中啊。
Because the Bible tells us that the foolish man they engage in these things in the darkness.
最后就是做坏事，因为这个是试探情欲。And
they fall into temptation and they sin.
我们在指导这些年轻人 godly dating 我们只要说大学出去这是好的，一起出去这是好的。And
in regards to godly dating, it is good to go out as a group in college.
但是呢，不要单独相处。But
they should not interact alone.
那为了能够达到这个目的，其实家长要做很多的帮助，尤其他们还在大学生的时代或是高中生的时代。
And parents must help in achieving this goal, especially in the college years.
小弟有几个建议，不晓得你觉得同不同意？然后
And I have a few suggestions.
就是说，为了要让他们有敬虔的主内交往，我们对他们在外面活动，我们让他们回家的时间一定要 curfew， 一定要跟他们讲，你几点之前要回到家。
And one way to have godly dating is to set a curfew for them to come home.
甚至还没有到 dating， 还在大学时代群体交往的时候。
And even before dating, during their college years, when they are going out as a group, they should also have a curfew.
我们伯恩教会的同龄都非常的亲密，包括青年人。
And in the Bond Park Church, everyone is very familiar with each other, especially the youth.
但是在他们高中时代、大学之前，或者是大学的时候，在一起超过11点，这样恰当吗？
Is it good for them to be together in high school or even in college past 11 o'clock?
这是 我很个人的想法，大家可以考虑看看。And
this is just my personal opinion for your reference.
如果真的要在外面跟同龄一起过夜，一定要比较大的、年长的在那边比较好。And
if they are going to sleep over at another believer's house, it is better to have a grown-up there also.
我想，如果大家父母亲都同意，相信我们的孩子在这边可以很快乐的长大。And
if all the parents agree, I'm sure that our children can grow up happily.
我们对于有关他们敬虔的交往，我们要 要他们注意一件事情，然后。
And in regards to godly dating, we must tell them to take special note of this.
我们来看希伯来书13章。Let's
refer to Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书13章11节。Hebrews
chapter 13, verse 11.
13章11节。Hebrews
chapter 13, verse 11.
13章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4.
13章第四节.
Chapter 13, verse 4.
我们一起来读.
Let us read together.
婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽，因为苟合行淫的人，神必审判。我们在婚前一定要教导他们，一定要保守身体的圣洁，身心的圣洁。
And before their marriage, they must maintain their purity.
不要污秽床啊。
And they should not contaminate their marriage bed.
因为苟合行淫的，神会审问的。
Because the adulterer and the sexually immoral will be judged by God.
我们要教导年轻人重视神的祝福。
We must teach our children to value God's blessing.
你看那个旧约啊，神的祝福啊，那个是影响到后代的。
The blessing that God gave in the Old Testament also impacted future generations.
神借着那些先祖的祝福啊，句句都是成为真的。
And every word that God promised to the forefathers, each of them have become true.
所以在会堂结婚啊，有祝福啊。
Therefore, there is a great blessing in being married in the chapel.
但是婚前有一些性不道德的，就没有办法在会堂举行婚礼。
But if there has been some type of sexual immorality before the marriage, then it cannot be conducted within the chapel.
这个是很可惜的事情啊。
And this is quite a pity.
所以我们要鼓励啊，在他们婚前要保持圣洁。
Therefore, we must encourage them to maintain their purity before marriage.
这个西方的文化，有些文化啊，我们也要提醒他们一下。当然，这个是文化的一部分，有时候我们也很难讲东讲西啊。
And there are also some cultural matters that we must have them take note of.
有时候我小弟在 NYTS 看到他们第一次见面的时候，常常很多青年男女就是 hug and kiss 了，这是他们的文化。
And in NYTS, I often notice when students meet for the first time, they will hug and kiss.
他们一起照相啊，他们不在乎这个勾肩搭背，然后贴着，甚至有的脸贴得很近，这样一起照相。
And when they take pictures, they will not remain separate, but they will hug each other.
有时候我在想说，这个到底要怎么教导啊？
And I wonder how are we to teach them?
是这样讲啊，你亲嘴问安啊，务必要圣洁。
The Bible tells us that there are to be a holy kiss.
这有时候他们会彼此亲嘴问安啊。
And that means that there was a greeting using a holy kiss.
Using kiss 嘛，对不对？那保罗说，你这样的动作，你也要圣洁啊。
And Paul warned them that even for this kind of greeting, they must maintain a holy attitude.
我们的青年在这个地方长大，有自己的想法。
Our children grew up in this nation, and they have their own understanding.
也有自己的文化。
And they have their own culture.
我们不是反对文化。
We are not against their culture.
但是我们要从心里来教导他们。
But rather, we must teach them from their hearts.
求神帮助我们，真的能够教养虔诚的下一代。
And we ask God to help us so that we can raise up a God-fearing children.
我在想这是我们的功课。
And this is our assignment.
愿主耶稣祝福我们。
May God bless us.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
Number 255.
255.